This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
COVID-19 is changing the way Chicagoans live and get around the city. Life sheltering in place isn't changing anytime soon as restrictions on gatherings remain, and some say this creates an opportunity to rethink urban living, shifting the emphasis away from downtown. WBEZ's Natalie Moore reports.
Urbanism is defined as the way of life in a city, how it's designed and developed, and what that looks like constantly shifts.
Who would have thought that COVID would force us to return to a scale of urbanism that was tailored to the size and scale of neighborhoods?
That's Maurice Cox, Chicago's planning and development director. Since COVID-19 restrictions began in May, he's been thinking about pedestrians and the experience of place in the city.
While downtown is there, we're not as dependent on it as we were 6 months ago. I feel really strongly that the scale of urbanism, the scale of the neighborhood, is going to be one of the major takeaways post-COVID.
Cox is an urban designer known for his big ideas. He says, imagine if every neighborhood had its own downtown.
Where you could go to work, where you could go to get your weekly needs, where you could recreate, all within the geography of your neighborhood. I think neighborhoods have the potential to be the driver of the recovery and the driver of the urbanism that people want.
Quite often, resources are poured into downtown and its perimeter with splashy developments and shiny high-rises. That translates into vitality, places to eat and go. Residents in Chicago's Black and Brown neighborhoods have long felt neglected when it comes to economic investments in the city. Meanwhile, Cox's department is partnering with a Southside community group on East 75th Street to experiment with sidewalk life. The restaurants here don't have enough space to serve indoors, so from Soul Vegetarian to Brown Sugar Bakery, neon green oversized sidewalk pods allow people to sit, eat, and socialize outside. There you'll find oversized checkers and tic-tac-toe games, weekend events featuring African dance, a DJ, and the reading of children's books like Alice in Wonderland. I meet up here with David Scully, an urban designer with Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, an architectural firm.
Urbanism and cities should, you know, really be. It's about collective energy and collective activity.
Like what's happening here in Park Manor. There's been a lot of conversation from urbanists and planners around the country who see COVID as an opportunity to push for a car-free society and focusing on blocking off streets for weekend brunches.
It's more nuanced than that, and there needs to be more thought and specificity, focus on key areas and key issues versus just kind of making the blanket like, oh, well, we can do without cars now. Well, not really. Like, there's still a lot of people that still have to get to work and, you know, essential workers, like how are we, you know, sort of addressing that? People with disabilities, how are we, you know, sort of engaging and addressing their needs?
And thus, Scully doesn't want to see public transit services cut because ridership is down. And that's also a concern of Linda Lopez, a Pilsen resident and advocacy manager for Active Transportation Alliance.
We're at the intersection of 21st and Western. I chose this spot because I think it's at the intersection of a lot of different dynamics and the communities that I'm engaged with. So you have the transit stop, which cuts through Pilsen, Little Village, North Lawndale.
We're standing in an empty lot next to the Pink Line station and a row of blue Divvy bikes. With homeless people camped out in several locations, Lopez envisions empty tracts of land being turned into green space or affordable housing.
Every time I go into Little Village, I cross viaducts, and they're pretty much tent cities.
Little Village is home to some of the city's highest rates of COVID-19 cases. What she's hearing from residents there is the challenge of living in overcrowded spaces while still going to work every day in a pandemic. She's not hearing about eating brunch outside. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.